Fedwaves direct settlement access for crypto firms. The Federal Reserve is considering whether to open direct settlement rails to crypto firms, a structural shift U.S. banks are already lobbying against on liquidity grounds. The reporting surfaced by Crypto Slate on May 25, 2026, frames the debate as a fight over who gets to plug straight into central bank money and who has to keep paying a commercial bank to do it for them. Bitcoin traded at 77,330 thraws as of May 25, 2026, up 0.8% on the day, with the broader crypto market in a neutral 40 reading on the Fear and Greed Index. The price reaction so far is small. The institutional reaction is not. Direct access means cutting out the middle layer today, a crypto exchange, stablecoin issuer, or custodian that wants to move dollars at speed has to go through a commercial bank with a Federal Reserve master account. The bank holds the reserves at the Fed, runs Fedwire transfers, and earns spread on the deposits. The crypto firm sits one layer up, dependent on that bank's willingness to keep the relationship open. Granting direct settlement access would let qualifying crypto firms move dollars on Fed rails themselves. No correspondent bank, no overnight cutoff times tied to a partner's risk committee, no relationship that can be unwound on 30 days' notice. It is the same outcome Custodia Bank chased in court for 3 years and was denied. Banks are framing it as a funding problem. The objection coming from U.S. banks is not principally about competition. It is about deposit base. A meaningful share of stablecoin issuer reserves, exchange operating cash, and prime broker float currently sits at commercial banks as transactional deposits. Those deposits fund loans, support liquidity ratios, and are cheap by definition. If the Fed lets crypto firms hold reserves directly, much of that cash leaves the commercial banking system entirely. It does not move to a competitor bank. It moves to the central bank. From a regulator's perspective, that is the cleanest possible outcome for stablecoin reserve safety. From a community and regional bank's perspective, it is a slow drain on the cheapest funding they have. This is the same logic banks use to oppose a U.S. central bank digital currency. Recast for the crypto firm case. The context is a much friendlier regulatory posture. The discussion is not happening in a vacuum. The FDIC has been moving on a Bank Secrecy Act rule that puts AML and sanctions controls directly on stablecoin issuers, part of the regulatory build-out triggered by the Genius Act. Bank of America's latest 13F shows the institutional bid for Bitcoin ETFs has held, even as Ether and Solana exposure was trimmed in the same filing. The Parity Act has been reintroduced in Congress. Tokenized money market funds and tokenized credit are both crossing meaningful adoption marks. The pieces of a more direct relationship between crypto firms and the federal financial plumbing are being assembled in parallel. A Fed willing to entertain direct settlement is the logical capstone, not an outlier proposal. A short Custodia history is worth remembering. Custodia Bank, the Wyoming chartered special purpose depository institution, founded by Caitlin Long, applied for a Fed master account in 2020. The application was effectively in limbo for 2 years, formally rejected in early 2023, and Custodia lost its lawsuit, challenging the denial in 2024. The Kansas City Fed's stated concern was that a crypto-focused bank with no FDIC insurance and an untested risk model should not have direct access to Fed services. If the current report is accurate, the policy environment that produced the Custodia denial has shifted. The change would not necessarily mean Custodia gets its account. It would mean future applicants in a similar posture get a different hearing. Open questions before this becomes policy. The report so far is a single primary source. There is no Fed press release, no FOMC minutes reference, and no named board governor on record proposing the change. Treat it as a directional signal, not a confirmed policy. The mechanism the Fed actually chooses matters as much as the headline. A narrowly scoped pilot for federally chartered crypto banks is one outcome. A broader access framework that covers state-chartered SPDIs and non-bank stablecoin issuers is a very different one. For card issuers and stablecoin settling fintechs, the practical relevance is the funding cost of their dollar leg. Direct Fed access would compress settlement latency and remove a layer of correspondent risk from euro and dollar payouts on cards, an issue most users never see until a bank partner exits the relationship and the card stops working for a week.